Accession number 17393, Reel 2.
Mr. Baranowski, Reel 2.
And that was all right because we have at least that piece of soup and go further on. In Totskoye, after say about 1 month or even more and more people join us. And Polish army start reforming over there in Totskoye. In that time, in a camp was one or two generals and some officers, and we haven't no food as in all other Russian people, because a very poor situation was in Russia. They didn't give much to army, to Polish army. And again, we were on soup, maybe more of that in some division soup. I don't know what it was, but it was okay. You can have one day meal, once a day meal. In that time, already supply of food had been coming from west, from America, but they were assembled in Krasnovodsk, in the north, in the south of Russia. We have to go there just to be near that food. And they started to transfer all that by, say, carriages. Again, it was very primitive, but it was brought to Shahrisyabs, the place called Shahrisyabs. I mean, our part of army which I joined. There were people mainly from Eastern Poland, from Lvov, from Lodzów, from where I belong. And it has been formed first arm part called Lwowskie Dzieci, the children of Lwów, of Lemberg. And they subdivided it for, tank brigade and normal brigade. And I joined that brigade of tanks. Actually, there were no tanks. It was called the army which has been formed as 6th Lwowskie Dzieci Battalion Chalk. In the Shahrisyabs. Again, it was not very clever because the Russians didn't give us any arm just to be trained. They wanted us to go for the front as a meet. Doesn't matter. Go first and the Russians will be behind us. But all the officers and commander of our General Anders, they understood it, that it is something which is going very, very wrong to us. And he wanted us to get out of Russia for training to Iran, to Syria, Iran. They didn't agree on that Russia. It was very hard fight. But finally, it was so bad in that Shahrisyab, hundreds of people die daily of malaria, typhus, because it was very poor conditions and no food, no medicine. And I don't know what will happen if we stay longer. Finally, they decided to move us from that place to Syria. It was just near the sea, Black Sea. They were supplied, they supply sheep, actually, it was probably sheep for rope, for petrol, without sheep, without anything, just sheep. And everybody was brought down over there, like meat, one or the other, thousands of people.
Which port was this on the...
Krasnovodsk.
On the Caspian Sea?
Yeah. On the Caspian. And as many as could be placed in that ship, well, lucky people in the first transport. On top of that, General Anders was a clever man, and he decided that as many as possible, the civilian should go together with army. There were young people, children, old people, and they, as many as we could, they take for that ship, went with us. Our transport was just the last one which goes from Krasnovodsk. And imagine when we came on the other side and we saw that nice sea, sun, everything is different from the other side of the sea, which were dirty. The people who went in Krasnovodsk just to go to the sea, just to make, to refresh himself, come back to the land with all oil on them. Terrible, dirty on the other side, just normal.
Which place did you go to, did the boat finish up at?
We came to the shir, to that, I don't know, Pahlevi it called. Pahlevi. And all things we have on us, when we came on the other side, they took us just to some building. Which you have to dress completely and put everything your aside, which they put some oil or then and put fire on that. Just simply destroyed, because there were all insects over there. Dirty, with all viruses, I don't know what, really it was unbelievable in what state was our dress, and gave us new completely army dresses, American, I think, and English dresses. And start that just to give us food. All fresh things, meat, chocolate. We were there about, I think, say 2-3 months over there, just getting refreshing and good food, just to keep, to be sound and healthy. And what people can eat, you can't believe it. After first day, you can buy everything you want over there on the other side. On the Russian, you couldn't get anything. And they start buying eggs, boiling eggs and eating eggs, dozens. And then began troubles, stomach. Just couldn't take that, because it was empty. But everything just finishes, okay. And we left Pahlevi, after, say, I think 2-3 months. and come to Iran, Iraq, Palestine, Egypt for just a little training.
So that's your story of how you got out of the USSR.
Yeah. Yes.
But we missed out your period at Kolyma.
All
how
right.
did that come out?
Let's
come about?
Let's talk about Kolyma. As I told you, there were very difficult, say, job to do. And for us, without food, without anything, just to do that job, it was really just to kill himself. Everybody knows if he will work like that, how long can he work like that without any food? Soup once a day? If you work really hard, there were people who start to do that. And I think after some time, they were completely ruined by physical state. If they work like that, they can buy in a shop which came once probably in a month, but what was in the shop? Or Decathlon, some chocolate, and other sweets, but nothing substantial. And they could buy for that ruble which you get probably for that hard work. I don't know. I didn't get a penny of them. But it was nothing at all. Silly things they could buy. And some people actually just could buy that Adekalonchik, had called it the water after shaving, you put after shave. And they start drink that. What was the result? Blindness. And they start be sick people. But they, after that, they have to drink that. Because that's less alcohol. And it was really terrible thing of that. But if you have good condition, you can work. But the condition was very poor. There was a place, some building done of wood by other people who came first, because just to live in something, we have to build that for yourself. Poorly built. There was nothing, no bed, nothing at all. You cannot sleep, and they put one shelf white like that, and you keep, so you can sleep on the other. Ground floor and first floor, they call it. But you can't sleep it. There was nothing at all, nothing to cover that, nothing at all, even cover himself.
No blankets.
No blankets, nothing. What do you have? If you have something just to cover yourself, all right, but you haven't got it, you are lost. And all that insects that from the top come onto you, how do you call it?
I have, bugs.
Yes, and this, what insect is, I have that name of that, I took it from.
The English name or the Polish?
English, hold on,
bugs.
Hold on.
Bed bugs?
Bed bug. They come like rain over there.
What on, is the Polish
on top
word?
Of that loose, that pluskwa, pluskwa, and vesh, loose. Actually,
Louse.
What he did, you have to take it off, make some fire, and over fire, they go down.
Is this a mezhok?
Mezhok, at mezhok. In that very bad times, that really nobody was sure how long we can stay over there, and if he can return to Poland, I started to put a poetry in a night, just making the sort of things that, just to keep people have something just to think of, maybe that will be better. On Christmas, say, we sang very, very quietly all our songs. And some, actually there is all the things you have over there, they have been written over there in that lager.
This is your book of poetry?
Yes, sonnets about, you have titles, Christmas, Tainji, Lesopovol, that all Russian.
So, did you go from Majok to Kolyma?
Yes, from the actually, the Majok was just nearly on the border of Kolyma. There was nothing how to get over there, unless you build that railway, and we allowed that. Probably, if they want us just to go further over there, otherwise by river. But there was no actually any hope that it will be for us better, unless, as I told you, we find that radio news about that we are free people. The people were very depressed. But by that, things which... There was about say, 2-3 people who helped me in that. Just to keeping your stamina a bit and not to get depressed, to be completely depressed.
But did the Russians send you from Majok to Kolyma?
No, actually I told it that Majok it's a part of Kolyma. That the bottom, south part, not just the top. Because as I told you, there was 6 months day and 6 months night. 40 degrees plus in summer and 40 minus in winter. Terrible things.
Did you do any other kind of work apart from laying the railway?
No, only that. That was the task, just to do that. And they pressed us very, very, very hard just to do that, because inspection came over there. It was one accident, actually, which over the deep hole, which was just filled with snow, you have to take that norm, fill it, and you put your truck over there. In the summer, it comes down.
It sinks.
In the summer, it sinks. And that commandant was very hardly... was very, very nasty at that time, because he could be killed for that. Because he is responsible for everything which has been done by us. It's only fine. They came, of course, all commissions, generals, Russians, and give all of us 15 years more to stay in camp. 15 years more. Just simply like that.
You mean a sentence?
Sentence. No, nothing. Just 15 years on top of that, that's what we already get.
What were you accused of?
Of negligence.
Sabotage?
Or sabotage, yeah. That was second time. First time, on the way to Pezok, to that north of part of land of Russia. We stopped at near the Kiev. It was called not Mangatan. There was mine of steel of rope which is necessary just to build very high type of steel,
manganese.
And there was mine of that over there. Whatever they put it up, and was agreement with Germans, everything went over there. And one day, first Christmas, when we were there, they tried to put us just to work over there. In Christmas, we decided, no, it's Christmas, we are not going. Strike. First things, strike. And they stop us of going over, say, next day, and all people who have contact previously with us were sent immediately out of that area. Because they learn what is strike. They ask us, what are you doing? Are you not afraid? We said, all right. In Poland, there was a right, if you are not satisfied with that, what you are doing, just you make a strike. I didn't just finish the story when I started just speaking about that mangan, about that lift, which came just to the top, 100 something meters, with all that hard rope, and coming down to the engine. Actually, it was, I think, some sort of motorbike, big motorbike or something like that. Ta-ta-ta-ta-ta-ta, and it took up and down. Terrible.
Did you?
The arch inside that, because I went over there once, and I said, never again. Very low, about, say, 5 feet. You have bent yourself just to get over there, say, 100 meters, where the was the top thing. And the man just took that mangan and put on the wagon.
So you actually worked at the manganese mine?
Yes. One day over there. And I said, I am not going down, I will stay on top. Yes. And I was on top. Just putting that, say, wagons at the feather on and empty it.
What was this place where the manganese mine was? What was the name?
It's called, I must remember that, hold on. Marganets. 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 Near Kiev. Just not very far from Kiev. Not in the area of Kiev.
So what happened to the strike?
And then they decided to stop us. You are not going anymore. Because that first stay where we are, in that Marganets, there were, say, barracks, houses, with beds, with everything. Normal, just you are just to be a worker in that mangan mine. But after that strike, when we decided we don't want to go work in Christmas Day, and they stopped us from going over there, only they took people who just wanted to go there. And it was one Jew called Yankel who decided just to go and see what happened there. And we sent him, go, you go. We know that you are not willing to go, but let's go there and see what's happened. You wouldn't believe that. He went over there, is under the guard of the Russian soldier, and they greet him, okay, do you work? Are you a workman? You can do that job? Yes, I can do. He has no idea what to do. When he comes down, and they give him some say things just to cut that mangan, suddenly the tool that broke. And she thought, oh, this broken. They start to find out in near mines, because there are 1, 2, 3, or 4 of same mines there, together. Nobody allowed him to have it, because we have only one. If we stop it, what will be then? And then they decided just nobody is going over there anymore. And you will go to the white bear. We say, oh, no.
Go to the what?
To the white, how do you call that animal? Bear. Bear.
Polar bear.
Polar bear. You will go there. They laughed at them. To north. Laugh at them. You will see. And they took us there. After how long we were there, we came in November, in October, because the first stop was in that Marganets. That October, yes, it must be October. And we stayed over there till, I think, April or May next year. No, early, because we came over there just about March.
So that's when they sent you to Majok.
That Majok. And it took us, I can't remember how long, probably, say, 2 weeks to get there from Kiev. By train and then by river. River called, I have here also, hold on, railway track, Vychegda.
Were the Poles who went on strike punished for going on strike?
No, but we have over there just normal food. And then no food at all, once a day bread, just piece of bread. And keep it in hot water in the morning and in the evening. That's all.
Kipiatok.
Called kipiatok.
Hot water.
That was punishment for that Divernoik.
For the strike.
Yeah. But they allowed people who wants just to marry here over there, stay in Russia. Welcome. Of course nobody wants to stay over there. And Yankel done a good job.
So the two places you worked at were at Majok and also Marganets
and Majok. In Majok it was nearly 1.5 years. At that time I was lucky man, because I haven't been sick at all. I was one of very, very